Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on our program tonight, markets and company news, FNB analyst Stembile Bopela is with us. And Stembile, good evening to you. Let's start with life healthcare. Following on from Netcare earlier, Life Healthcare reporting its full year results today, increasing dividend by almost 15%, declaring a special dividend of 70%. This particular sector seems like it's doing really well.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me. Yes, so Life Healthcare did post some good results, but were well guided for by management prior to, you know, from their prior trading updates anyways. It was very robust from the top line. Also, the cash generation was quite healthy, and that was driven by, we've seen, you know, quite a few corporate actions during the year that they had, but also operationally, it was a good performance. So it wasn't just one or the other. The combination of the two, I think, was very supportive of the overall performance, and that we did see enable, you know, strong shareholder returns. The final dividend was higher, but also they posted a special dividend, which, I mean, ultimately will be very welcome by income-seeking investors. And so I think, yeah, definitely, you know, a positive read across for the sector. We did see the growth was driven by high activity across Southern Africa, which is something that we saw from Remgro's voluntary update from Mediclinic as well, but also from Netcare's trading updates as well. You know, if there was anything to go by, you know, the group is also on track to finish the year on quite a positive note. And, you know, the benefit there being, you know, management's focus on cost efficiencies and, you know, continued benefit from operating leverage. So I think, yeah, definitely a positive read across for, or at least an early indication of an improvement in the macros for the SA healthcare sector.
Now, this is a brand that is well known to South Africans, clothing brands Pep and Ackermans, owned by Pepkor Holdings. It's reported a return to profitability, ending September, saying that it's seen growth both in the retail and financial technology segments, and also saying that it plans to open between 250 and 300 new stores next year. Again, a good barometer of the economy, and these results, Stembile, are none too shabby.
Definitely. I mean, top line growth was quite healthy. And I mean, we have to look at the normalized number here because otherwise it's not really, you know, comparable. But in any case, the results were, again, well guided for, but also very healthy. And yeah, again, it was growth across the divisions, but definitely the financial services segment doing particularly well for them. They're doing a lot in terms of like sort of monetizing the existing retail base, if I could put it that way, which is essentially just leveraging, you know, the customer acquisition capabilities and the retail operations to drive take up and growth in the fintech services, which is quite positive because it is a higher margin business with a, you know, a quality credit profile. So I think definitely positive for the long-term strategy of the group.
And it's interesting to see how critical to the South African economy that mid-level segment has become, because those results follow on from the news that the Boxer IPO has been hit hard in interest from international and local investors. Shares allocated at 54 Rand, which, if I'm not mistaken, was the top end of the offer range.
Yeah, it was. And yeah, I mean, the offer as well was oversubscribed. So definitely a lot of appetite for the stock, but also just for, you know, stocks that play in that space. I think it wasn't a surprise per se that the, you know, that there is that strong underlying appetite. I think the fundamentals for Boxer, decoupled from Pick and Pay's issues, are quite attractive. It's a discount grocer, good footprints across Southern Africa, a good entry point in terms of on a relative basis, a valuation basis. I mean, compared to a ShopRite, which, you know, is quite big in the space, but for that reason tends to trade at quite an expensive valuation. So I think, yeah, the successful listing of Boxer, it was quite a positive for just the sector in general, but also for, you know, it's a healthy cash injection into Pick and Pay, which, you know, will help it right size and sort of recover that core supermarkets business for them.
We always on this program like looking at company news that has a direct impact on the South African economy. And as I've used the word barometer already. And in that respect, Zeda, which is a car rental leasing and sales group, reporting lower annual earnings. It's achieved record revenue, but it talks about the challenging used car market in South Africa. And that puts pressure on used vehicle sales. Again, indicative of how difficult things are for South Africans.
Definitely. I think, you know, we did see the used car market sort of flourish during the pandemic, and coming out of the pandemic, we did see quite a reversal and a normalization in that space. But again, to use your word, it is a good barometer of, you know, the sort of health of the macro environment. And so we are seeing it quite a sluggish trading environment, but at the same time, we are seeing, you know, the group able to deliver solid top line growth, which, you know, is tracking well ahead of full year expectations. But definitely that, you know, short term pressure is likely to continue as the macros prove quite unfavorable at this current point in time.
Now, a little earlier, we've been talking about the Murray and Roberts, the big construction firm, going into business rescue. On the flip side, though, Stefanuti Stocks returning to profitability in the half year ending August. It says increased activity and better operational performance. That is good news, but the reality is this will remain a sector under some pressure for a long time.
It is. I think the sector, I mean, to no surprise to anyone, has been very much under strain. So Stefanuti has done, you know, well to sort of diversify into broader Africa, but the story is still very much SA geared. And so I think while a potential uptick in the mining investment cycle, as well as increased infrastructure spending by governments, will be supportive, it is a question of when. And so that uncertainty, you know, is still, I think, a headwind for just the outlook for the sector, given, you know, there are various financial and operational risks still at play quite at large. So I think the near-term outlook for the group, even though it has been encouraging to see from the results, you know, the restructuring efforts have been bearing fruit. The improvements in the headline loss, or rather from a headline loss last year to profitability, it was quite a positive takeaway. They are seeing, you know, momentum being carried through from the previous financial year, and their healthy contract activity, as well as a strong order book from last year, good progress in reducing the debt burden. But, you know, in all that, I think the near-term outlook just does remain relatively murky because of the economic cycle, where we are in the cycle right now.
Well, it certainly has been a busy day on the company's front, and I'm going to thank you, Stembile Bopela, FNB investment analyst. I appreciate your time tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.